Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National. This is your boy Poetic, and it appears we're having technical difficulties. Chris, Pastor Chris Willingham, are you there? Pastor Chris Willingham.
Yes.
Okay. You now have the mic, sir.
That's all right. All right, let's try this again. Before we do anything else, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we always want to thank you so much for this time to come together. We pray that your word will go forth and just write your word on the hearts of everyone here. Father, there are those among us that are hurting, that are confused, that are looking for answers. They're not finding those answers in traditional places, and Father, we thank you for providing the opportunity to hopefully provide some of those answers. Father, bless this broadcast. Father, we love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, for the past 2 weeks, we've been in a series called How to Change Your Life in 10 Days. I'm going to try to wrap this up in 10 Sundays, but it might just carry over into 11 or 12, but that's okay. This entire teaching is really centered around one thing, is centered around honor. You're going to hear honor in every single broadcast we do for the next 8 to 10 Sundays. We live in a culture of dishonor. We live in a culture of disrespect. We live in a culture where God's original plan, the way he set things up to work, have been flipped upside down. Tonight we're going to switch gears a little bit, where we've been talking about honoring life source. We've been talking about honoring people. But tonight we're going to talk a little bit toward the end, or about halfway through, we're going to talk about honoring protocol. We're going to talk about order versus chaos. And I know that if you will take these principles, it's just like I said for the last two Mondays, if you'll not just look at this as an entertaining message or something that gets you excited or makes you feel good for an hour, if you'll actually take these principles and allow these principles to become second nature in every single aspect of your life, whether it be at work, at home, on the road, while you're driving, and we'll touch on that a little bit, your life will change instantly. The way people treat you will change. The way you treat others will change. The favor that you experience will change. The breakthroughs that you'll experience in your life will happen immediately. Before we take a short break for some music and commercial breaks, this is what you have to understand. Is we honor people because it is our standard. We don't honor people when they become honorable. We set the standard of honor in our lives. We choose to honor everyone around us. We choose to operate in respect and honor. We become more self-aware. We're going to touch on that, self-awareness, to be able to, the ability to see yourself correctly. The ability to see yourself like other people see you sometimes is that breakthrough that you're looking for. Just like Jacob, when God literally pinned him down and said, "Who are you?" And when he finally admitted who he really was, that's when the breakthrough started to happen in his life. So with that said, one more time, We honor people because it is our standard of behavior. We do not wait until people are honorable to honor them. So with that said, we're going to take a short commercial break. Hang around, come back for the message. I know you're going to be blessed. Take a short break for some commercial messages and some music. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio with Crimson Line Ministries.
Girl, you know what?
What, girl?
Everything that could go wrong in my life is going wrong.
Child, I feel you.
From which I came from, cause Jesus is missing, but y'all won't listen. The end is coming, there's evil going on, cause the love of my name is tripping in the club for the M-O-N-E-Y, on the corner selling drugs for the M-O-N-E-Y, giving your body up for a burger and a fry, then you pray you can't find love. Maybe that's why you need to try J-E-S-U-S, that's for sure. I tried J-E-S-U-S, that's how I know, and I haven't been the same ever since. So you already know who I represent, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm representing Jesus. I'm throwing nails. Come on, now let's go. Now let's go.
I'm talking about,
it's time to play.
You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on home,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
So you say you want to be a star. Well, you need coverage, mentorship, and most of all, you need to be a total package. Look no further. All you have to do is log on to www.hiphopnational.com. It is simply that easy. Let the experts help you climb the ladder to success. This is Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop National Radio has changed its hours of operation to better serve you. We are now on from 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. on the East Coast. With this new exciting change also comes new and exciting opportunities. So look out and look for what's in store for you. That's right, Hip Hop National Radio is looking out for you, our listening audience. We will be giving away gift cards, prizes, and more. So tune in now for your chance to win. To join us in our chat room, log on now to blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. To listen in by phone, dial 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. Loyalty is royalty. And remember, you cannot win if you're not locked in and listening. We're Hip Hop National Radio, your music industry information resource provider.
Hi, this is Pastor Chris Willingham, founder and pastor of Crimson Line Ministries Atlanta. We are so excited about a new strategic partnership between Crimson Line Ministries and Hip Hop National Radio. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, and every time zone in between, we're going to be reaching out to a new global community with a message of the kingdom of God, a word that will encourage you and give you the tools you need to use your God-given gifts and your passions to inspire and encourage others. This is the point where the music community and the kingdom of God come together to begin transforming our homes, our cities, and our nation. Please join us this Sunday night and every Sunday night as we begin this mighty move of God. God bless.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters. Powered by Cloud Radio.
Well, welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Line Ministries. We're just listening to Veronica Brown and J-E-S-U-S. All right, let's dig into this a little bit, and we're going to break this down. We're going to revisit a little bit of last week. It's important that we get this like concrete in our heads and our hearts. We have to put these things into practice. We talked last week and the week before when Jesus said the kingdom is like a treasure hidden in a field. And for joy over the treasure, the man bought the entire field. We have to understand that every single person around us has a treasure. And every single person around us has a field. Everybody has a field. Policemen have a field. Our government officials have a field. Teachers have a field. Husbands have a field. They also have a treasure. Wives have a treasure. They also have a field. We have to understand this because just like we said last week, in this culture, we are treasure buyers, not field buyers. We're only interested in the treasure, but do not make me have to deal with your field. The moment that I have to deal with your field, I'm gone. And that doesn't matter whether I'm your friend, it doesn't matter whether I'm an employee, and it doesn't matter whether I'm a husband or a wife. The moment that your treasure starts to diminish, or the moment that your treasure isn't as useful to me as it once was. Once I've sucked you dry of everything that I have to get from you, I'm gone because I don't want to deal with your nonsense. I don't want to deal with your baggage. I don't want to deal with your field. Our culture is such a culture of disrespect and dishonor that what we want to do is we really want to exalt your treasure. We want to extract your treasure, build your treasure up, just so we can expose your field and watch you fall. Just watch Hollywood. Watch professional sports.
watch the professional networkers out there going to every event, every night. They're not interested in you. They don't care about you as a person. They care about what you can offer them. But if we had more respect and we had more honor, you would quickly find that what you're looking for, when you're looking for those breakthroughs, when you're looking for that favor, those things would come a lot faster. Because people nowadays are pretty keen to the fact that everybody's just out for themselves. Everybody's out to use me. Everybody's out to get what I have. They want the treasure, but they don't want to have the field. Again, just like we said last week, this is why you don't go sleep with somebody before they even know your last name. Because in this culture, if somebody can get your treasure without having to buy the field, they will. That's a harsh reality. You might not hear that spoken in church very often. But the one thing that I won't back down from is being real. We will continue to be real and continue to tell you the truth. You have to understand that if you want the best of me, you have to love all of me. If you want the best of me, you have to love all of me. We also have to understand that not everybody gets the best of me. If I go to another church and speak, they're not going to get all of my treasure. They're going to get parts of my treasure. Why? Why am I going to behave differently around other people than I behave around the people who are members of Crimson Line Ministries, who are in the trenches, who are grinding this out, who are spreading the word, who we're interacting with each other on a daily basis? We know each other's treasures. We're discovering those treasures, but we also know that we have a field. And we love each other through that. And by doing that, by buying the whole field, by not getting mad when things don't always go your way, we form a body. We form a family that operates together and sticks together through the hard times. We have to get to a point. Here's the question. Are you able to see my weaknesses? Are you able to see my failures? Are you able to see my dirt, my baggage, my field, and still believe that God can use me? That's really the question, isn't it? So that brings us to our churches. Why are our churches the one place that we have to act like we don't have a field? We have to hide our field because we can never let the people in our churches know that we're not perfect. So we have to behave differently. We have to act more holy. When our churches should be the one place where we go get help removing the dirt. But it's the one place where we have to hide it. So here's my question to churches. If I go into a church, don't talk about my issue. Help me crucify my issue. Don't talk about me behind my back. Pray with me over my issues. Fast with me over my issues so I can put my issues under my feet. But the church is the one place where we can't do that, can we? We speak a different language in our church, don't we? Oh, but don't let that field come out. Because if that field comes out for 1 second, that gives everybody something to talk about, and they will crucify you over it. To the point where what do? We leave, and we go look for another place. hoping that we'll be accepted, hoping that people will recognize that I have a gift in me, that I have a treasure in me, but I'm not perfect, that I have a past, that I still have some baggage that I'm trying to get rid of, and I'm coming to this place of worship, to this congregation, to this body, under this pastor, under this preacher, in order for them to help me get rid of this. But we don't have that. The principle of disrespect boils down to this. We have to understand the concept of order and chaos. God is not the author of chaos. He is the author of order. We live in a chaotic world. Everything's upside down. We have a culture, this is said on numerous media outlets, in numerous books, that we live in a fatherless generation. We hear that all the time, that we live in a fatherless generation. But what's the spiritual significance of that? Fathers have an ordering anointing on them. Fathers are anointed to provide order, to provide boundaries. Mothers have a nurturing anointing on them. And when you have an ordering anointing and a nurturing anointing working together, that's the best case scenario, and you'll see the results. But when that breaks down, when that flips upside down, when the father is nowhere to be found, and the mother is placed in a position where she's operating outside of her anointing, where she can no longer be the nurturer that she wants to be, because now she's more concerned with order because she's trying to diminish and decrease the chaos, then it breaks down from there. So then we end up with a generation where, just like I was talking to somebody the other day who owns a fast food chain, and they said, "Chris, if I don't give these kids Friday night off because they have a date, they'll quit." If they speak to them harshly, they quit. Why? Because those boundaries have never been set. They never had a father that spoke to them that way and set those boundaries and set those rules. So when they run across somebody who does, there ain't nobody going to talk to me like that. And I'm gone. See, in my world, back when I was a young man, if I would have gone home and told my father that I just quit my job because my boss wouldn't let me off because I had a date on Friday night. See, nobody really remembers those days. Those days are long gone. But that's the culture that we live in. We have to understand that honor is something to be recognized. Honor is something that has to be discerned. It's going back to what we talked about last week about Jesus going back to his hometown. What did the people of his hometown miss? What blessings did they miss? What healing did they miss? Because they weren't able to recognize the treasure inside of Jesus because they saw him as Joseph's boy and Mary's boy, the carpenter, the little kid who ran around kicking the ball through the street. So because they were unable to recognize that treasure, we can only imagine the things that they missed, because we see Jesus leaving his home and going out and doing all the things that we saw him do. See, in a lot of the ways that we operate these days, that principle of recognition. There's a story. My pastor in Greenville, South Carolina, they were outgrowing their church. and they had tried for 2.5 years. They were literally busting at the seams with thousands of people that could not sit down. And they needed desperately to have a new building built. But this was during a time where they couldn't get a loan. They didn't have enough money to, nobody would build the building. And they went to a conference, my pastor and his wife, and they're sitting in the front row, and they're sitting in front of their mentor. And I won't say this mentor's name, but it's a very well-known pastor, probably one of the top three most well-known pastors in America. And they're sitting there listening to him talk about a building project. That they have a building project, and the building project is going to be $20 million. And they believe that they were going to be able to pay that off in 1 year. 1 year. And something came over my pastor, and it's something that he recognized that he'd never recognized before. That he recognized the treasure, he recognized something that he wanted to tap into. So he goes back to his hotel room with his wife, and they come into agreement that they emptied out all of their bank accounts, all of them. Now remember, they've been trying for 2.5 years, 2.5 years, for somebody to build a building just to hold people where they wouldn't be standing up. And they got no after no after no after no, and they had been on their knees praying, and they had held fundraisers, and they had done all of these things. But that one moment in time where he recognized that if I honor this man, if I honor this ministry with everything in me, everything that I have, that I'm going to extract something from them on a spiritual level. So they go back and they empty all of their bank accounts and they give them everything that they had. Now remember, this isn't sowing into somebody that was in lack. This was sowing into somebody who had more than enough. 3 days later, they get a phone call. The phone call did not originate from the ministry that they had sown into, had nothing to do with that ministry. The phone call came out of nowhere randomly by a gentleman who said, I heard that you need a building. Yes, sir, I do. What kind of building do you need? Well, I can send you the blueprints. When would you like to get started? Well, we don't have any money. That's okay. What do you mean that's okay? I got it. I'll finance the whole operation. When do you want to get started? How about 2 weeks from now? And in 2 weeks, they started the building project, built the sanctuary to house all the people, all because they were able to recognize a treasure, and that you sow up, that you give up to levels that you want to tap into. That is a kingdom principle. We have to acknowledge this. Honor is all about recognition. It's all about discernment. But we need to take it to another level, that you don't always just honor the person on the stage. You don't always just honor the person with the microphone. You have to honor the person sitting next to you just as much. He needs to be esteemed just as highly as the pastor, the preacher, the evangelist. Because that person sitting behind, beside you could be the person with the treasure locked inside them that you need. For example, if you're in church and the pastor says, place your hand on the shoulder of the person next to you as we pray. What could be locked inside that teenage boy or that teenage girl sitting beside you that during that prayer you can extract because you were obedient to the moment? That you honored the request of the authority. Those are the things we miss on a daily basis. Let's talk a little bit more about honoring protocol. honoring protocols and honoring order. I'm going to say it again. God is not the author of confusion. He is not the author of chaos, but he's the author of order. God doesn't describe the details of how everything is to be done. This is what God says. Let everything be done decently and in order. But we spend so much time dishonoring that we never get close to the field. So let's look at this in practical terms. We're taking this, we're going to keep taking this from level to level to level to level. And we walk around all day on our spiritual high horse, expecting miracles, expecting the supernatural. And I'm going to be quite honest with you that every conversation I have with every individual that's living in the clouds on a daily basis, expecting the supernatural and the miraculous to happen, that I can identify at least 10 things in their life that they're not putting into practice that are kingdom principles. And if you're not obeying the rules, if you're not reading the rule book, if you're not reading the instruction manual, and you're not following the rules and the laws of the King, no matter how much you pray, no matter how much you believe, you are not going to get a breakthrough. I'm sorry. Nobody wants to hear that. But that's the way it was set up. He is a God of order. And when things are chaotic, they break down. We dismiss the small details. We dismiss the things that we do on a daily basis to dishonor those around us, to disrespect those around us. And this is where I might step on some toes, or I might make you laugh, one of the two. But let's look at Walmart, Target, Kroger. They have protocols in place. There are protocols. And because you take your buggy, and because, let me say this, because we take our buggies, and we're too lazy to walk 5 feet and take 9 seconds out of our day to put a buggy in the buggy holder, and that buggy comes rolling down the hill toward my car, and it makes me step out of my treasure and into my field, it sets off a chain reaction of chaos. Because we disrespect where we are, we disrespect the people around us because we're so self-absorbed and so self-centered and so lazy, we set off a chain reaction that we don't even see because of that disrespect. We drive down the road with our radios at such a decibel level that it's cracking the windows in my car. And again, it causes me to step out of my treasure anointing and into my field anointing, doesn't it? Respect, honor, it's gone. It does not exist. Look around you. We have big debates. And see, these are the things that we're able to talk about that most people aren't able to talk about. We have debates and we have marches on Capitol buildings in states where they say, I want that flag down. Don't fly that flag anymore. But we're so disrespectful and we're so set in our ways that somebody can't stop for 5 minutes and say, you know what, that piece of cloth up there disrespects a group of people, so take the flag down. No, can't do that. We can never do that because we have to hold on to our past. So we throw honor and respect out the window at the expense of our brothers and sisters. We don't care about our brothers and sisters. All we do is care about ourselves. Look around you. Everywhere, every day, at the mall, at the convenience store. It's not about you being an individual and you doing what you want to do, and it's not about you operating in your rights. I have a right to do whatever I want to do and say whatever I want to say. It's about you honoring and respecting the people around you. God is not a God of chaos. He is a God of order. We go to the church, and we've got the people that are rebuking Satan because they dropped an eggshell in their eggs that morning. Well, the devil's got my bunions hurting again. The devil don't have anything to do with your bunions, and he doesn't have anything to do with that eggshell. But the people you hear talking like that are the people who haven't cut their grass in 6 months. Order versus chaos. Clean up your house. Literally and figuratively. Take stock of your life. Get some order in your life. Because that order is what honors the person next to you. When you're busy casting out demons out of your eggs, your next door neighbor is having a fit and stepping all into their field and going ballistic on you because you haven't cut your grass in 6 months. Dishonor. Disrespect. See, the kingdom is real simple. I know sometimes everybody expects this revelation, this deep revelation out of Scripture. You know, I think God's getting a little tired of that. Somebody told me the other day, and this meant a lot to me. They said, you know, I like your sermons because they smell a lot like real life instead of a library. That was actually a compliment. I like that. We've got to get back to the basics. We've got to get back to real life. We've got to get back to the point where when we drive up into a parking lot and we see a parking space that's outlined in blue with a circle and a wheelchair in it, and we think that there's a sign in that parking space that says, lazy people park here. Dishonor. Disrespect. We're waiting for breakthroughs financially. We're searching and we're begging and we're praying and we're doing all of these things. Uh-uh. That's not the way the kingdom works. The kingdom works by a set of principles. The kingdom is not about entitlement. The kingdom is about hard work. The kingdom is about self-sacrifice. The kingdom is not about you following your dream at the expense of the people around you. I've done it. I've been there. I believe so much in my dream that I let my guard down and I expected the people around me to pick up the slack for my dream that I knew God wanted for me. So I'm following my dream and I'm passionate about that dream, but at the same time I'm saying I can't eat. So can you give me some food? The kingdom doesn't operate that way. When God gives you a word, he doesn't stutter. When God tells you to walk, he clears the path. When God gives you a vision, he makes the way straight. When God tells you to lay down your life, he provides the resources. You never have to ask for them. Ever. That's the kingdom. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the way it works. Let's go back and talk about recognition. And again, if I could just get this through. It's all about practicality. The kingdom is real. We talked so much about experiencing these kingdom realities. And these kingdom realities that we're looking for require sweat, blood, tears, hard work, lack of sleep, travailing, getting down on our knees and weeping for our brothers and sisters. Laying down our lives for our brothers and sisters, putting them before ourselves. Being willing to die for the cause of the kingdom. being willing to tolerate the things that we've become so intolerant of. Exercising some patience and some compassion. That's hard to do. Sometimes it's really hard. Sometimes it'll give you a pain in your stomach like you've never felt in your life. There are weeks that I feel it on a daily basis, but it's all worth it because I know where we're headed. I know what we're doing. I know that the world is changing right before our eyes. I know that we're heading toward a time where we're going to have to rely on one another. And if we can start now, if we can start now, just like we're doing here in Atlanta, Georgia, starting small, but everybody understanding that we're not all perfect, that we all make mistakes, that I might aggravate you or you might aggravate me, but you know what? That's okay because you're part of the family. You're family now. And I'm willing to deal with your field. I'm willing to help you get rid of some of that dirt in your life because that treasure that I keep seeing popping up more and more and more and more, and that treasure that you're willing and that you desire to offer this body is more glorious than anything that I would have to deal with that field. That's what this is all about. Because there's going to come a time, and it's going to come sooner than we think, where we're going to look for a place to turn when times get real tough. When this country takes a turn where we're not going to be able to recognize this country anymore. When the finances are just unbearable. We can't seem to make ends meet anymore. When our families are falling apart. When our children are going astray. And that's when the body steps in and says, I got you. I got you. See, we don't have that. That doesn't exist. We gather and do a food drive. We gather and pass out Thanksgiving turkeys. But let the real stuff set in and see how fast we scatter. The kingdom operates a very specific way. And it's the most practical, logical, result-filled process that you'll ever experience in your life. But it takes change. And that's what we're doing right now, this series. It's about change. It's about putting these things into practice now. Let me read you a story. In Matthew 8:5, this is where the centurion, the Roman centurion, approaches Jesus. In verse 5, it says, now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I'll come and heal him. Let's look at that for a minute. This is what Jesus was surrounded by on a daily basis. Jesus has got to touch him. Please, Jesus, please come to my house. Please come to my house. I need you now. So let's look at this the way it really was. The Roman centurion, he's Roman. Jesus is a Jew. This was highly unusual for a Roman centurion to approach Jesus and say, I need you. And Jesus like, oh, okay. Let's go, I'll come to your house. But this was a little bit different. Jesus said, I will come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another one, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, as assuredly as I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. What did the centurion recognize? He recognized the order of operation of Jesus. He knew deep down in his spirit, I don't need him to come to my house. All I need him to do is speak a word. So I'm going to leave you with this, with that principle. The kingdom doesn't operate by visits. The kingdom doesn't operate by visits. It operates by your word. Speak life over your family. Speak life over your finances. Speak life to the people, over the people around you. Speak honor. Speak respect. Speak differently than what you hear all day long. Remember, you're not from here. We are aliens on this planet. And if someone can't describe you as being from another place, then something's wrong. Something is wrong. It's all about your words. It's all about respect. It's all about honor. It's all about unlocking those treasures in every single person that you encounter on a daily basis. Watch, recognize, discern, because God is going to drop people in your life every single day that he wants for you to extract a blessing from and wants them to extract a blessing from you. But if we can never get past the dishonor and disrespect, I'll never be even be in a position to have a conversation with anybody. Because you've already put me in a different frame of mind. And if I dishonor you and disrespect you, I can't get to that point. You don't want to talk to me. It's very simple. Very, very simple. We're going to take a short break, some music, and some more commercial messages, and we'll be back real soon. If you, after the break, if you'd like to ask questions, make comments, anything, you can just press the number 1, and that'll put you in the host queue, and we'll be happy to talk to you a little bit. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Line Ministries.
5 minutes, I've got that celebrity interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBeebeShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
This your boy TC, the champion. You know, I support that WEW Foundation, which is a non-profit organization for the battered and abused women, men, and children of all communities. And I want y'all to call and request that new hot, hot single champion. I'm Mr. Dallas, and I approve of this message.
This is Captain Poetry coming out of the greatest city of Phoenix, Arizona. Be sure to request my new hot single, Stained Glass Blue, right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at CDBaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue, Stephen Henry.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Line Ministries. That was Michael Finney and Holy Spirit. I think we've got Mr. John on the line. John, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Chris. Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Chris, how you doing, man? You got a great topic, as you very powerful message that you're giving to us and stuff like that. I just would like to make a comment that Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 says, the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. Romans chapter 15, verse 5 says, now may the God who supplies endurance and comfort grant to you among yourself the same mental attitude that Christ Jesus had, that with one accord you may with one mouth glorify God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God says sometimes, I cannot process your request at this time, because you're not strong enough to compress understanding, to accept all my laws and commandments. So therefore, we must change our mindset, keep conquering the evil by controlling the anger, because the devil are trying to disrupt our happiness, and we must maintain a peaceful relationship using a grace speech. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to take bitter regret decisions that entice us to pursue a unwise decision to live in an ungodly world, because we're not perfect. But unaware acquaintance may expose our soul to danger that contribute to feeling, you know, downheartedness. So our mental attitude must change before our mindset can change. And And as you were speaking tonight, the problem is that people does not have the fear of God no more. That's why they just blur out anything before they think about it and say stuff. They do anything, you know, they just react before they think, because people doesn't have no fear no more, and they doesn't have respect for the next fellow man. But you brought out a lot of great points in which that for us to change our mindset. We have to change our mindset before we can start changing and to accept and to get knowledge and to learn what God's words really are and what it really means. And you bring a lot of knowledge to us out here that we need, what we need to supply us the right things to maintain our good personalities and good standards. And I see that's what you're trying to do, is bring about great standards for us as a whole. You're trying to bring the whole thing back together and stuff like that. And like I say, each week is getting better and better. And, you know, like I said, I'm enjoying myself and I'm learning a lot from it. And especially speaking about a lot of different organizations and what you're trying to bring back, the basic things in life, and keep making the real talk to people. And that's what we need to hear, some real talk. And I just like to say, you're doing a great job, man. You're doing a great job. So like I said, I got it.
Well, I appreciate it, man. You know, I had somebody tell me this week, I listened into a radio show this week, and the guest on there was talking about, and this, you hear this a lot, you can watch talk shows every afternoon, and you always hear about this concept of loving yourself. And that got me thinking, this, you know, there's hundreds and hundreds of books about loving yourself. You got to love yourself before you can love someone else. And I ran into somebody this week that I really, really respect. I've known this person for years. And they had a pretty interesting take on that. They said, if you will wake up every morning and focus on others and loving the people around you, that will help you identify the things in yourself that are worth loving. See, when we turn all our focus inside, it's all about me. I got to love me. Well, look at my talent. Look at my gifts. Look at all these things. Look at myself in the mirror. We talk about the image of Christ. See, he did things the opposite of that. He didn't focus on himself. He focused on everybody around him and meeting the needs of the people around him. You never heard Jesus talking about loving himself. That wasn't part of his vocabulary. He denied himself. He was obedient unto death. So that's really what we're trying to accomplish here. Again, the kingdom of God now, the righteousness of God now, and the image of Christ. And the way you do that is look at the instruction manual, follow the rules, look at Jesus' life, see how he lived, see how he operated, see how he did the things that he did. He didn't pass out Dasani, Holy Spirit-filled Dasani water bottles. He spoke to the thing that he needed to get rid of. If it was a sickness, he spoke to it. Get out. If it was a demon, he spoke to it. Get out. He spoke to it. We're supposed to operate that same way. Change our thought process, change our words, change our behavior, change our life. It sounds simple. But it's a grind at first, and that's what we're here for. We're trying to, like I said, this is about being real. This is about applying things to what we see on a daily basis. And we're starting to make some headway. I really think we're starting to get some breakthroughs. I'm watching some of the, not just some, but a lot of the behavior around me. I'm watching some just random changes that just make me want to just go run a lap. So, it's all good. We're excited, man. We're super excited. We're just asking everybody on the line. And I will appeal to you on this because we're getting a tremendous amount of positive feedback from our social media. You know, the social media is an interesting animal because it's almost like people like to keep it to themselves. If they find it, kind of goes back to the treasure in the field. If I find a treasure, I want to keep it to myself and I don't want to share it. But we really want to encourage everybody on the line, especially, you know, on Sunday nights, to get out there, tell people about our Facebook page. The Crimson Line Ministries, facebook.com/Crimson Line Ministries, because we've got daily we're sending out multiple posts of encouragement, scripture, teaching, you name it. That's a big part of what we do, and it's, we're getting a lot of feedback. So for those of you listening tonight, share it with your friends. Send out an email. Call somebody personally. The more people we can connect with not only this ministry with hip-hop, but with Hip Hop National, the better we are. And because we want to keep reaching, obviously, more and more and more and more people. Not just tens and hundreds, but we want to reach thousands. And we really want to reach out to these young artists. Again, that's a big part of what everything is about on this show, is getting some young artists, giving them the ability to upload their music to this platform and get their music heard. So anyway, John, I always appreciate you calling in. It's always a blessing. Do we have anybody else?
Not at this time, Pastor Chris Willingham.
All right.
So go ahead and close us out, Pastor Chris. Well, let me actually, if I could, give them an opportunity to tell them how to upload their music. Just go to www.hiphopnational.com and upload your music right here on the program. Anybody you know who's out there striving, trying to get into this industry of music, or with the platform to help them and allow them to express themselves. And we're really looking for some gospel music to fill this program up. So definitely, if you know people at your church, help spread the word, because we're really wanting to support this program and get this program filled with some God-filled music so we can get the message out. So, again, that's www.hiphopnational.com. There's a little tab that says upload your MP3. I'm Poetic. And Pastor Willingham, you now have the floor.
Father, again, we thank you for this evening. Father, we just pray that this message hit its mark. Father, we ask that you continue to mold us, to shape us into the image of your Son. Father, we pray that these kingdom realities would start to manifest in everybody's life on a daily basis, that they would see the results of these principles put in. Father, we love you and we thank you. Until next week, amen. See you next week.
See you next week.
Looking forward to it.
Amen. Now here's the music. This is Crazy for Christ, What You Want.
Go ahead and put your quarter in and pick a can. Forget the devil, he coming, I'ma kick the can. Yeah, I consider myself a man of God. Matter of fact, I'm praying to the only God. God Almighty, I look into the skies. I am a superstar, I be up in the sky. Plus I realize nothing in this world can ever change my feeling about you, Lord. And then I know something is changing in my life, but hey, I'ma give you my world. Tripping off these people that be backsliding. Matter of fact, I'm in the back with the Lord riding. Yeah, chilling. chilling in the backseat. But if you serve the Lord, guess what? There's no backseat.
What you want? What you want?
Anything you're going through. Matter of fact, rip it open and go through. Look in the mirror, guess what you see? It's you. Probably like me, full of dead man's bone. But guess what? My dead man's gone. And I'm filled with the spirit. Left foot, right foot. Going wrong when you ain't on the right foot. I'm doing right, look. You doing right too. Be Christ-like, yeah, just like you. And that's what it is. That's what it be. Crazy for Christ, yeah, to feel me. But I'm still fly, looking good when I'm walking through. You see the Christ in me, I see the Christ in you.
Look. What you want, baby, baby, I got it.
Creator of the Holy Ghost, yeah, and that's God, you see, so we stay with the B-I-B-L-E, yeah, Zay is me, and holy is he, so he deserves to be the king, yeah, and on his wings is we, yeah, yeah, the G2G, yeah, cause we give the glory to he, yeah, and never take it for keeps, yeah, when we float our peeps with a harmony speech, yeah, we aiming to teach, yeah, and not aiming to please, the people, but aiming to please God, so we get on our knees and pray for everyone needs our Father, please, it can't spell USA without us, say, and there's no YN team of the words that we say, yeah, every day, we live for the J-E-S-U-S, believe we, believe he, for he is a lamb, and believe me, cause serving I am, I'm in Christ, yeah, a new creation, yeah, the old me is gone, so I'm celebrating, yeah, the new has come, 2 Corinthians 5:1, yeah, 7 you see, I practice on the teachings, cause my future is for preaching, yeah, so I study my Bible, no more looking trifle, no need for a rifle, yeah, I say I'm done with that, so when I say I'm strapped, that's cause Jesus got my back, yeah,
that I wanna be closer to my King. That I wanna be closer to my King. Ooh, that's where I wanna be, closer to my King. Ooh, that's where I wanna be, closer to my King.
I'm trying to tell you how I was in this cold world. My soul was lost like a bunny or a small squirrel. I had to find them, had to get closer to my King. Now I lift every voice and it's my way to sing. Not the ladies, not the idols, he a true King. Not the watches, not the rings or the small bling. I mean everything, yeah that's what he is. I gotta live right, a temple for the kids. Jesus using me on his battlefield. I'm closer to my King, so he my battle shield. We the next Barack or the next Oprah. He's my guiding light, not the soap opera. I was living wrong, mine always gone. Then he touched my screen like an iPhone. St. John, my new home, it's my resident. I live to see a black president. Now it's possible to be anything. You're closer to the king, he can help you, man. I didn't know at first till I read the book. Then he put me up like a fishing hook. You're closer to the man, be relationship. He gon' hold you tight with his nice grip. I hope you're hearing me, people can't you see. Anything possible, look at G2G. We the new band, walking hand in hand. People understand, you're closer to the man. He gon' change your life, make it all bright. When you're down and left, he gon' pull you right. People get together, we gotta join as one. Read another testament, the story just begun. I'm in a family, I'm another son. You're closer to the king, you could drop the gun. He gon' fight your battles and your tribulations. The only time you fight is with the temptations. I'm trying to tell you, get
closer to my king. Ooh, hey. That's where I wanna be.
And whatever it is that's got a hold on me, I just need it to let go. Yo, Flex,
Jacob, what up?
Ride with me on this one.
Let's go.
I feel the world on my shoulders. I'm carrying boulders. They bury my shoulders. Right now it's scary and colder. Wish your life could be over. Said I'm sick of you posers. Want you to die or grow older. Try to keep my composure. The pain escapes my mind. I let it flow through my pen. My name will be great in time. I'll be here to the end. I ain't afraid to speak my mind. I don't really need friends. To the grave, one of a kind. Jacob will never pretend. But an after while I'm pissed off. I got enough fire inside me I could lift off. Send my soul to the heavens I could take off. Come back to the earth with my body impaled on the cross. I'm a chip off the block, my block is cinder with rock. Can't piss, no pot. Grew up with no pot, no stocks and no crops. Just a bucket and mop, plus a bunch of belly flop. My life's a closed down shop, so release me.
You need to have a hold on my soul,
so believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave,
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I'm grown,
so release me.
You need to have a hold on my soul,
so believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave,
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I'm grown,
so we've been a taste. Bitter once your inner is scarred. No winners involved, facing unforgivable odds. I'm visioning stars from the driver's side of my car. Been a second, I never seen them, so I'm sitting in awe. I feel far, now I crawl, trying to cover the spread. Was so misled, felt the pressure from what others have fed. Stood up and said, I never let them leave me for dead. For what's in my head, it sorta had me sorta misread. So much of me bled for many till the time it arrived. To say my goodbyes, tripping over egos and lies. Never surprised by what I've seen in front of my eyes. Know all of us die, but I can rest possessing my pride. All that aside, who's really here for me in the end? Knew if I ran, it'd be safer than to stay and pretend. Holding my hands, what I need to follow through with my plan. So what the friends in the end, on myself I depend. So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave,
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I'm grown.
So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave,
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
I feel the pain of my brothers, plus so many others. Will I recover from slumber? In my dreams, I'm outnumbered. Will I await what they wonder? Am I slowly going under? Face the lightning and the thunder like I'm drowning in the water. I hold these pillars like Samson, but I'm losing my grip. Grip the rope, I pull it in, but still I'm losing my ship. I see the walls, they closing in, and I ain't moving too quick. I need another shot, but all I'm throwing is bricks. I can't explain why I feel it's over, but I know I'm only happy when I'm not sober. 44 to the head, the barrel feels colder. Feel the steel causing chills, place it in its holder. Release through beats, my speech is all truth. Nightmares and dreams, what I lay in the booth. So imagine you were me, and I was you. Think for a sec, while I release from the noose.
So release me. You seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave,
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave,
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
All right, you just heard
You just heard Release Me by Jacob 22 featuring Flex of Anti-Heroes. Just before that, you heard Zay, Closer to My King. And at the top of the set, you heard Crazy for Christ, What You Want. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. If you guys are interested in uploading your music and getting it set right here in our program, getting it into the rotation, you want to go to www.hiphopnational.com. That's www.hiphopnational.com. And upload your music today. We'll be back in just a moment with more music on the way after these messages.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip hop national partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development. Also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your hip hop national news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Gospel, hip-hop, pop, R&B, calling all genres of music. Hip Hop National Radio is ready to give you the chance of a lifetime with our Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Hip Hop National Radio, in conjunction with Poetic Inc., is gearing up for a promotional campaign that will sweep the nation. Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Yes, Hip Hop National is taking your music to the streets in all the major cities across America. Wait, there's more. Flyers on Fire campaign will go viral as well, attacking all the major social networks, Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, and more. The Flyers on Fire campaign is designed for you, the artist, to hit many major markets to promote your music at the fraction of the cost. Hip Hop National Radio is all about teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. Our mission is to assist you in spreading the good news about your music while making a profit. Get in now. Log on to HipHopNationalRadio.com. Remember, promotions are the key to making your project a success. Hip Hop National Radio has the network to take your project to the next level. Our packages start at $85. Call 954-461-3398. That's 954-461-3398 for more details.
Hip Hop National, let's give them what they asking for. Hip Hop National, let's give them what they asking for. Hip Hop National, let's give them what they asking for. Hip Hop National, this Hip Hop National.
If you gon' play to win and you want some major spins, this is where you need to be 3 days a week from 8 to 10. This Hip Hop National, where everybody got a voice. And if you want
to. All right, and we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. And up next, we have Jump for Jesus by Pastor Trevor. Y'all stay with us.
Jump for Jesus.
cars. Jump for Jesus, jump for Jesus, jump for Jesus, jump for Jesus.
Let me see you get out your seat and move your feet, yes, to the beat, come on.
Jump for Jesus.
Get out your seat and move your feet.
Everybody know, everybody know, everybody know, everybody know.
Forgiven for everything I said and everything I did. How can I turn my back on God after all he done? I know I should have been dead, but God let me live. And every day that I wake, I'm praying up to him. Black clouds in the air, I can sense death. Riding around with the devil, a big piece of metal. Got to get it off my mind, the devil's too clever. I got to get it off my mind, the devil's too clever. I got my hands to the sky, reaching for the Lord. I need your helping hand, Lord, help me out.
Is the end of the show. Just want to let you guys know to definitely upload your music www.hiphopnational.com. Be sure to join us tomorrow as we dive into another topic in every day of the week at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. on the West Coast, and all the time zones that lies in between. Definitely, this is the place to get the 411 when it's come to impacting the music industry about this business of music. So definitely you want to tune in every day here, 7 days a week. We Crimson Lines Ministries on Sunday with Pastor Chris Willingham. On Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we bring you various topics and discussions. And on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, is in the mix with Dr. AT. So definitely you want to keep it locked right here on Hip Hop National. And we also extended our platform to Spreaker on Thursdays. You can also go to Spreaker.com/Hip Hop National Radio. Good night, everybody. I'm glad to you spent your time with us right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Y'all have a wonderful rest of the night. We'll convene again tomorrow.
HipHopNational.com.
For coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.